You are listening to The Recovered Therapist, brought to you by FreshOutOfPlans.com. I'm Jeannie Griffin, and I'll be your host. Instead of focusing on labels, diagnoses, and psychobabble, we keep things honest, simple, and hopeful so that you can grow personally and spiritually. Thank you for joining me. Do you have trouble meditating? Many years ago, when I started on this spiritual journey, one of the things I was addicted to was busyness. I filled every single moment of my day with something. I was always busy, always moving. And now I understand that that was a way for me not to feel something. If I kept busy enough, I didn't have to think about it. I didn't have to feel about it. And I could hopefully keep it at bay. So when I began to be encouraged to try to meditate, first of all, I didn't have any idea how to do that. And my idea of meditation was like the Zen Buddhist, that you had to sit still in a cross-legged position for centuries in order to calm your mind. And I just couldn't do it. So one of the things that I started doing, if you have a problem with this, I want to encourage you to at least try, because it'll come eventually if you do your work and you keep practicing at it. But what I did at first is I just looked at the secondhand clock and I thought, I'm going to sit here for 2 solid minutes and just watch that thing go around and not do anything. And it was excruciating at first, but I made it. And then eventually I thought, okay, I don't have to start out at the graduate level. So I started playing just relaxing music for maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. I love music, and so sometimes music can get me busy again. I either look at the lyrics or, you know, I can't just relax in it. So I found some different music and put on some meditation kind of music and just flowed with the music. Now, you know, I gave up trying to grade myself on meditation. You know, I didn't have to make an A in meditation. I could just enjoy 3 to 5 minutes of music. Next, what I would do would be, I would do guided meditations. I would listen to tapes that were guided meditations because it helped me go where the creator was leading me rather than me go partially and then make up my grocery list in my head. So if you're not hearing anything, hear this. Meditation is not sitting still quietly with a blank mind. It is practicing moments where you can practice just being still and in the moment. Now, eventually, I happened to belong to a church that had 30 minutes of meditation before each service. So I would go, and I thought, if I just sit quietly in here and not talk to my neighbor, that's going to be, you know, a progress and a great feat. And eventually, I could get quiet in that stillness of the whole congregation. And then eventually, I'm not sure where I went. Maybe I even went to sleep, and that was okay. Because all of a sudden, I'd hear the gong or something that was to bring us back. And I'd think, oh my gosh, has that been 30 minutes? So, you know, if you don't know what kind of music to choose, go to YouTube and just type in meditation music and listen to some. See if you like it. If you do, see if you can purchase that song or that collection or something on one of the music channels, and or just go to, if you subscribe to one of the music channels, see if you can find music that you enjoy, and then eventually you can follow along with some meditative practices with some of the people on YouTube. There's a gentleman that I love to listen to. I think his voice is phenomenal, and he leads sometimes in meditations. Sometimes he just has talks, and his name is Mooji, M-O-O-J-I. And look him up on YouTube and just listen to him. He's very wise, and listen to as much as you can. You know, if a meditation music or a guided imagery is a 20 or 30 or 50 minute, you don't have to do it all. Just do a little bit at a time and practice. Practice these principles. I hope that helps.
Thank you for listening to The Recovered Therapist, where we keep topics honest, simple, and hopeful.
I love you. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. Until next time.